The Nile Delta and the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers are linked by shared place names, a fact that only recently came to the attention of commentator Andre Codrescu.
I had a gig at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, a place I knew nothing about, so I put out some feelers and came up with this by email from a friend. Carbondale, Illinois is known as the belly dancer capital of the world. Now, I know about this capital of the world fetish. I used to live at one time between the garlic and the artichoke capitals of the world. You can imagine how proud we looked and smelled. So, when Professor Rick Williams picked me up at the minuscule airport in Marion, I naturally asked about these belly dancers. There was some awkwardness. It's true, the professor said, that this area is known as Little Egypt. He explained that all of Southern Illinois was known by that name and that the school mascot of Southern was the Saluki, a rare Egyptian cat. In addition, we're near the towns of Cairo, where the Ohio goes into the Mississippi, and the towns of Karnak, Thebes, Goshen, and Dongola. But he wouldn't touch those dancers with a 10-foot pole. I looked around as we were driving. McDonald's, Taco Bell, Exxon, Pizza Hut. No pyramids, no gauzy shapes. But Egypt was there. There was Egypt Photo, for instance, a mysterious Photoshop where, I imagined, pictures were obtained by means of a photographic technique known only to the ancient Egyptians. At the college, I gingerly probed the mystery some more. The people of Southern Illinois were known, I was told, either as Egyptians or as suckers, S-U-C-K-E-R-S. The mystery was growing. Finally, an eminent historian told me that Egypt may have attached to the region during a crop failure in the 1830s when this area's corn crop survived, thus causing the neighboring counties to look upon this part as ancients looked upon the granaries of Egypt. It seemed far-fetched, even given the 19th century's well-known penchant for grandeur. The explanation for suckers was even more outré. During a period of drought, the people in the region drank water by means of cane straws from crayfish holes in the ground. The mythic origin of these Egyptian suckers continued to baffle me until a shady guy with sunglasses, who used to be a professor until they denied him tenure, pulled me aside and whispered. Little Egypt was a belly dancer, famous for her performances at the 1893 Columbian Exposition in Chicago. Aha! This famous hoochie-coochie gal was right from around here, and it is she who taught the locals how to suck from crayfish holes with cane straws. It figures, doesn't it?
Poet Andre Codrescu lives in New Orleans.